Hey, I want to remind you, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDKA, along with WAMO 107.3, are partnering to support Pittsburgh Public School students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh PBS Backpack Drive. It's all presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping some off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson, also the Northway Mall, all of those places you can check out. And for more details, visit 937thefan.com and drop off your donation. Before we get to the defense, let's take a call here, Austin, as we just broke down the Steelers' offense, which is ranked 19th by ESPN. I think it's better than that. What do you think? Dan, you're up.
All right, here's Dan in Murraysville.
Thanks for taking the call, guys. You know, these guys are so athletic. You got Washington at tight end. Why he doesn't get reps at tackle, I'll never know. And then just to transition into defense along that same line, Joey Porter Jr. is sort of more like a free safety body than a corner body anyway. If you put him back at free safety, maybe he doesn't get so many pass interference calls.
Yeah, well, that's something. Thanks for the call. I think that's a good point. He has to make sure if he's over, he's not going to be, they're going to put a cornerback. That's what they draft him to do, but he's got to be less handsy.
Well, and the other issue about the two, Bob, is that Joey Porter Jr. can't really tackle that well. Like, he's gotten better, but tackling is still an issue for him. Like, he's a good cover corner. As long as his hands are off the receiver enough, tackling is still a work in progress.
They'll let you get away with a little bit of that hand stuff, but not as much as that he was guilty of doing last year.
Well, his rookie year, he got away with a ton of it. But this past season, I don't know if it was wide receivers making a point to point it out to the officials or whatnot, it got called significantly more. And I feel like he was a little bit more handsy last year than he was his rookie year, but not by that much. It was just that it was being noticed a lot more.
All right, let's take a look at the defense now. It is still a base 3-4, although they don't do that as much as, you know, situational kind of management with some of these guys, and especially this year, I think. But up front, it always starts there. Last time we saw them, Austin, they gave up a ton of yards to Baltimore. Couldn't get the ball back at all. Couldn't make a stop. So the game ends with 10 minutes of possession time for the Ravens. And throughout the course of the season, they gave up a lot of rushing yards. That has to change because it does impact the outside linebackers. If you're running successfully, all of a sudden those outside linebackers are not going to have as many opportunities in down and distance situations. So they bring in Derek Harmon. The guy looks ready to go already. He's a big dude. They need help there. There's no question. Cam Hayward's up there in age. I still expect him to have a good year. Keanu Benton took, to me, a step back a little bit last year. Those three guys are your top three defensive line guys. I think it's an upgrade. I hope it's an upgrade, but it better be an upgrade.
Yeah, it better be an upgrade. I mean, they got pushed around by the Ravens, twice, Kansas City, Philadelphia toyed with them. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati especially beat him up and did enough to be able to beat them in the final game of the year too. Like, this is a defense. We talk about the defense is spending. Sure, everything's trending towards offense. But if you're going to spend that type of money on defense, you better have a damn good defense. And they better show up and show out and play well with the guy that is supposedly the one running it, and that Terrell Austin is just a figurehead for Mike Tomlin's defense.
Yeah, it's been too passive. They haven't done enough things. And this is another reason why I want to see them invest more in blitzing, more in disguise blitzing, things that you don't expect. It comes in handy. They did not do it nearly enough that I would have liked. But it starts up front with those guys. I think Derek Harmon's going to be a right step in, ready to go player and do well. I really do. The key to me is, can Cam Hayward post another season like he did a year later? And can Keanu Benton can take a step forward after taking a step back?
Unless I see otherwise from Cam, Bob, I think he's going to be able to perform. I mean, other than age, what makes you think otherwise? But age, injuries obviously, but age for Cam, I mean, he's been better at 34, 35, right around 36 than he was at like 28.
Yeah, yes. He's had some of the best years of his career after he turned 30.
It's kind of odd, but he's just been able to figure out how to work his body into the position that it needs to be in. He's so good at – Cam is also a mountain of a man. Like, standing by him at celebrity softball, I mean, other than Darnell Washington, I don't know if I've seen just a bigger dude.
He's just thick. It's hard to deal with him, and they have to double-team him a lot of times just because he's that effective. Behind those three, this will be very important as well. We talk about depth all the time. Logan Lee is back. I don't know, what to expect from him, but they brought in Y.A. Black from Iowa. That dude is like a – house in the middle. You know, he can, if he can do anything similar to what Casey Hampton used to do when he's in there and just occupy people, I think that'll be a big year. Isaiah Loudermilk has disappointed me over the last several years. They moved up in the fifth round a few years ago to get him. He's had his moments, but not enough of them.
No, I would expect either Y.A. Black or is Lowry, Dean Lowry still on the team?
He's Dean Lowry is still around on the team, yeah, but he's, you don't see him all that much in games.
No, I would expect those two guys.
How about
maybe
DeMarvin Leal? He's another guy we haven't talked about, but he's a guy that they had very high hopes for.
You know the problem with DeMarvin Leal, Bob? I completely forgot he was on the roster. That's the level of production that DeMarvin Leal has been able
and
to put
out
there.
You can almost say the same about Loudermilk. They need to make bigger statements, especially in the backup role. But Y.A. Black is going to be somebody interesting to watch as he wears the old Dwight White number at 78.
How many games was Leal even active for last year?
I don't know. Maybe they tried to put him to outside linebacker or move him on to just try to find areas where he could succeed, but he wasn't doing it.
Wrong. Five.
Five.
Five is the answer, Joe.
Wow.
Wrong. Yeah.
All right, just linebackers. Five. Now, you know about, I think this is the strength of their team, obviously.
No doubt.
When you have Watt and Highsmith as your two edge rushers, followed by Nick Herbig, who's, I think he got a little exposed when he played a lot last year. He's good when he doesn't have to play a lot. When he comes in there and gives them, you know, kind of this excitement that he brings when he's in the game. And then Jack Sawyer will be someone we'll also be watching, but he has a big history at Ohio State, and he seems to be the perfect type of player for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Herbig was the type that I really wanted to see get an opportunity where I would have been okay trading Highsmith, but when Highsmith was ultimately out, you could just tell the value that Highsmith brings as a run defender. He needs to tune that up and also not go invisible like T.J. Watt at times during the season, too. Like, Highsmith right. should be a 13-14 sack a year type of player. Like, he is that talented to be able to do it. But there have been times where he has not been able to produce. And it was more so, I think, what, middle of the season? He was also banged up. So I want to see a good, successful bounce back year from him. But I think the two X factors for me this year, Bob, are Keanu Benton and JPJ. Like, we are not talking about Benton enough as somebody that needs to take a quality step and somebody that needs to become somebody who next year at this time we're discussing as, okay, should they try to extend Keanu Benton? Is he a worthy candidate to that? Because right now, over the last couple of years, there have not been a lot of guys where you say, all right, time for that second contract. It's been third contract for Watt, third contract for Cam. They did Minka a couple years ago. Alex Highsmith got a contract.
Yeah, but none of their guys they've brought in, you know, very few of them recently who have been draft picks get to that level, and that's important.
Now, Freiermuth got it, but Najee, Pickett in the first round, other just Joey Porter Jr. right now, unsuccessful picks that they've had, whether it be the first or second round, that have not been worthy. Broderick Jones, will we be discussing that a year from now? I doubt it. Hopefully the fifth-year option year will end up being the one where you say, okay, Broderick Jones is actually established now. And that's been a big reason.
Well, the outside guys will be complimented by the inside guys. I'm really looking forward to Peyton Wilson, who should be a starter this year. He's one of these guys who has, you know, fifth-round pick. They didn't expect all that much in terms of immediate contributions, but he got in there and made plays. Big interception in a game that was purely athletic, and he'll be complimented by Patrick Queen. Now, there is a return of Cole Holcomb. That was a really difficult injury he went through. And, you know, how effective he will be is something that is difficult to try to project. But if he does get some of that back, boy, he is a good tackle machine in the middle. They also brought in Malik Harrison from Baltimore. Again, just somebody to have in there. I don't expect him to be getting a lot of the playing time. He'll come in and spot some guys here and there. And then Mark Robinson, who's always around. Mark Robinson has been, he makes a couple of plays on special teams here and there, but I think, you know, he was a seventh round pick, so it's hard to establish guys, seventh round picks as starters or contributors on a regular basis, but he's a nice guy to have in the middle. They also brought in Mark Bruner's son, Carson Bruner, as a draft pick, so he'll be in the middle of that linebacking crew. That's the, to me, from outside to inside, their strength is linebackers, without a doubt. But the linebackers will be successful if the guys up front make it a little easier for them and they don't have to deal with rushes, you know, straight at them, giving up big yards, and then it limits what they do. If it's third and two, it's a lot different than third and seven. When you're third and seven, T.J. Watt can tee off on you, and he'll find ways. I also expect them to move T.J. Watt around. they're not going to do the same thing they've done for all these years here, which is just put him over there and take on left tackles. And some of them he does well against, even double teams. But I would imagine they're going to be a little bit more creative with T.J. Watt. And also, I would expect his snaps to go down a little bit. In other words, conserve him for as long as you can, knowing that if they do get to the postseason, they have to do much better and he has to do much better.
And they've done things like limiting snap counts and rotating.
But now they have guys who can do it.
Yeah.
I think if Sawyer comes in and proves he can handle it a little bit, you know, they have guys who can do that.
I'm excited for Sawyer, Bob. Like, I think it's kind of part of that whole you go younger, you go cheaper on defense. It's can Jack Sawyer, can Nick Herbig emerge? Where if you decide that you do want to trade Highsmith at some point for, like, let's say next year. And I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but you're looking to try to acquire a quarterback. Don't you think trading Alex Highsmith for like a second round pick can help acquire another pick to be able to help you move up? And
sure.
And if Nick Herbig or Jack Sawyer can emerge?
If you have guys emerging, it's always a better situation for the franchise. No doubt about that.
So is definitely their best unit because Sawyer and Herbig, they could be starters on other teams potentially. Now we got to see it from Sawyer, but I think he's got the potential to be able to do that. Yeah, I'm excited for him.
All right, cornerbacks and safeties. This will be the interesting thing, to me, more than anything, just usage. Darius Slay is 34 years old. He did not come off a good season in Philadelphia, I thought, last year. They gave him a one-year deal, $10 million. I don't expect, you know, I don't know what I expect, but I don't expect eight interceptions, five interceptions, three interceptions. I expect him to be a veteran who can help. But Joey Porter Jr. is going to be the guy they're going to have to really get to reach that potential that I think he has. They have the secondary a little bit, I don't know. Deshaun Elliott and Juan Thornhill don't do a lot for me. And that's just being honest. I think Deshaun Elliott was a good signing. I do. But I also think that Thornhill has been injured. He hasn't had his best stuff. I think if there's a vulnerable area down the field, it's going to be in the middle, which may lead to Jalen Ramsey moving over there. Right now, he could be at, you know, kind of the inside guy there. We'll see how they line him up. But he's versatile enough to go deep if he has to.
So are you down on Elliott because Minka's gone, or do you think that a second year with Elliott maybe?
I just think he's better in the run game than he is covering down the field. I just think that teams may take shots at the middle of the field, whereas last year they didn't. And I think he could be vulnerable there. But Juan Thornhill does not. You know, I don't know what you think about Juan Thornhill.
No, he does nothing for me.
He's listed as a starter right now. So.
But yeah, I mean, who else is going to play back there? Like, you're not moving JPJ there.
We haven't talked about Beanie Bishop. What happens to him?
Beanie Bishop has basically been phased out, it seems
like. What about Corey Trice? Both of those guys, they were high on.
Corey Trice is a depth piece so that James Pierre doesn't see the field.
James Pierre's still on the roster.
James Pierre is still here, yes.
They have an interesting guy in Dante Kent. He's a small guy. He's a really good return guy.
Yeah, could be a punt returner.
Yeah, and that's why a guy like Cordero Patterson could be on his way out.
Was Cordero even returning punts? It was Calvin Austin.
No, that's what I mean. If he can't do that, what's he going to do on your team?
And Calvin Austin
well. You're not going to have a jet sweep once in a while or a little. I'll give him this. He's a big guy. And when he gets going, he's hard to tackle. But we haven't seen much of that on a regular basis.
Cordero.
Yes.
Yeah, that's because he's slow. He can't move anymore.
All right, now, real quick, I think it's going to be interesting to see if Corliss Waitman can beat out Cameron Johnston, who got injured last year early on. Waitman came in and did a very good job as the punter. So that's going to be a very interesting thing to watch, and I'm going to be interested to see how they utilize those guys in the preseason.
Well, they paid Johnston, $4 million a year, $3 million a year?
And he came in from Houston, I believe, and he was a really good player down there for them.
Yeah, so the punting competition will be a low-key battle that will take place. And didn't they also sign the kicker from Pitt?
Yeah, Ben Sauls.
Ben Sauls.
By the way, he has no shot of making this roster.
No, not over Boswell.
But he will get some opportunity to show his talent so someone else can maybe take him. But, you know, but he's a good guy to have. Why not?
Yeah,
he did some really good things.
The Steelers probably did that at one because Ben Sauls is really good. And two, maybe as a favor to Pitt, like, this guy was absolutely booming the ball in our stadium. We might as well give him an opportunity in the preseason for him to get a chance with another NFL team. If, you know, a kicker gets hurt or somebody's ineffective, it happens. So I think Ben Sauls is going to stick around in the NFL. This is just his opening opportunity.
I agree. And he's got a strong leg, and you don't see many left-footed kickers do it either. So we'll see what he does in the preseason as well. The 11:50 is the time, 11:55 actually. So we'll tell you the 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Also, call now and win 4 tickets to the Pony League World Series at Lou Hayes Pony Field from August 8th until the 13th. As far as the weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny today, high of Heath Miller, 83, 89 degrees tomorrow, 91 on Thursday. Feel like over 100 degrees. If you're going to St. Vincent College, wear those big hats and bring plenty of sunscreen because it is going to be hot to start this training camp.